This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
When it's nighttime in Italy, it's Wednesday over here.
Where'd they come up with the lyric line for this song? He's Don and Phil Everly with a Wednesday song. If it's nighttime in Italy, it's Wednesday over here. Where's that come from? Hello, knock, knock. Anybody home? Speaking of the Everly brothers, do you know that they're enjoying a resurgence in popularity? And most of it is on vinyl. And that made me, I went back to looking at some stats. You know, I do silly stuff when I'm on the plane, especially. This year, I was just telling somebody, oh, it was Warren, we were talking about traveling because I travel a lot. I've traveled more since last Thanksgiving than I have in my memory. Every weekend, I've gone somewhere, whether it be mostly it's to California, but I've had other trips here and there, and I've enjoyed it, and I think it's helped me kind of have a different perspective on time. Because it's always been, especially during the radio program the way we do, Jay, it seems like one day runs into another and the next and the next and everything. We always talk about how time flies when we're doing the program because we're having fun for the most part and we're helping people understand what's going on in the world and giving it a certain spin. And I think that that's kind of what people, it's a sense of purpose that we have.
Yeah.
And so looking at the people who have been responsible for the resurgence of vinyl records, their purpose was to revive an old tradition. As much as anything else, vinyl records started in the 20s. I think that's when they first were manufactured. And then, you know, they became more popular as time went on. I remember having, I still have them. My son has my album collection because he seems to like that era of music, so he's got all of the albums. But I still got the 45s. And I have a record player. And people are smiling right now all over the place listening to this because they love, there's something about those vinyl 45s that is a time stamp.
They are far superior.
Oh, they are.
No,
and, you know, your father and I were disc jockeys about the same time. And, you know, I bet he's got, I'd never have asked him this. Is there a big collection of 45s somewhere in the house there?
Yeah, I'm sure there is somewhere. There are a lot of radios. He collects old radios and old record players. There's what's the record player that has like the giant horn looking thing?
RCA Victor. It's an RCA Victor.
I always want to say megaphone. It's definitely not a megaphone. Yeah. But like so there are a lot of those. I love records. I've always loved records. They're just
They are
better because they have these beautiful subtle tones, the warm tones, the imperfections that you can't get with the now electronic kind of stuff.
Everything is perfect.
It's no wonder, that there's a resurgence of people wanting vinyls because they are better.
Well, the physical sales of vinyl actually at the moment are outselling CDs, believe that or not. It used to, you know, it was kind of vinyl first and then CDs, or the CDs came after those things that you plugged in what the heck were those things called? They were big plastic things that you stuck into the car or into the home receptacle. I can't remember what they were called. And then the CDs came. But there's still CDs being sold, but they are not generating the kind of sales that vinyl is. And it's only, I think, didn't sort of Taylor Swift have a hand in increasing the interest in vinyl? She was releasing a lot of her stuff on records?
As much as I am a huge Swiftie and as much as I love her, I don't think we can credit her for this. There were a lot of people who were always offering, as well as CDs and downloads, they were also offering vinyls. And her latest thing is with her upcoming album, she is offering many variations of it. So you have the main album and then a bonus song on one vinyl. And then there's a different vinyl that has a separate bonus song along with the full album. So it's like, I think she has 5, 6, or 7 now of these vinyls with the same album. Just each one has its own individual bonus song, which is something that some artists are doing. Some artists speak out against. Some artists will put out their album and then they have a just one additional album that has their bonus, but all of their bonus songs.
Got it. All right. It's coming up in a second here, the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file that Jay likes so much. It's Wednesday, the 17th of April on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. They want you to know. You got a motorcycle, you got a boat, you got a car, RVs, the house, the whole thing. You want protection anywhere and everywhere. See how much you can save. 1-800. You don't need a 1 anymore, do you? What do you? I never use 1 on my
iPhone.
Only
if you have a landline.
You got to use 1, right. Okay. Hey, you go to progressive.com, you get the same info as well. Okay, so from the Did You Know and Do You Care fact file, did you know there's only one ship in the United States Navy that is authorized to fly the Jolly Roger flag? Plenty of ships in the Navy. As a matter of fact, there, to be precise, there are 291 ships in the United States Navy. But only one can fly the Jolly Roger. This is the flag that normally has been associated with pirates over the years. The skull and crossbones
is the skull. Is the one the skull with the crossbones or the skull with the swords crossed?
Well, it's the skull and crossbones.
Okay.
That's the most common adornment for the pirates during the golden age of piracy, which, for those of you who don't know, it was about 1650 to 1750. And a lot of the ships had that symbol. And then they would also, you know, kill people and hang their skeletons up on the mast of the ship. You know, the pirates loved doing that stuff. And then when they were about to attack, they would hoist the Jolly Roger. And so, listen, surrender or die was the message. But in this case, in our Navy, the USS Kidd flies the Jolly Roger. It's not about striking fear into the hearts of the enemies of the Republic here. It's an 80-year-long tradition to honor Rear Admiral Isaac Kidd, who earned the nickname Cap while attending U.S. Naval Academy due to his name's similarity to Captain Kidd. So that was has a long ways to get to this, but that's their thinking in the U.S. Navy, right? He was known as because his name was Cap. His last name was Kidd. Get it? Do I have to do any more explaining, or is that about it?
You got it, yeah.
I may have overcooked that a little bit, but listen. Speaking of overcooking, this whole debate about student debt gets deeper and deeper and dumber and dumber. The fact that, and the people who are trying to sell this, I get what you're trying to tell us, and I don't say that you're wrong in the sense that the amount of student debt that people have. I know people who are my age who are still paying off their college debt. And so, you know, when I was a kid, going to college was supposed to be a path to a better life, more prosperous life. You got a college education, you had a degree, you would become financially successful. But frankly, right now, it's a financial albatross. It weighs down people to the point, and some, as I say, my age, people that are nearing a retirement, because of the interest rate, because of the cost of going to school in the first place. And as you've said many times here, Jay, we're really not dealing with the problem. Paying off this student debt that Biden wants to do doesn't fix the problem of, A, what it costs in school to go to school, and B, the interest rates that are charged by these
It's the interest rates that are causing the student debt to go as long as it does, and then you keep building upon interest rates, and the longer it takes you to pay it off, the more you actually have to pay off. It's this endless cycle. But it's student debt and medical debt. People should not go bankrupt or go into debt or have to change their career path because they're not making enough money to pay off those debts. Fix the root cause.
I was looking up here. I'm trying to find what the average debt is for people in their 30s. The average payment, for people who have a debt in their 30s is $940 a month. Good God. I remember, we paid, Brendan and my son had a different kind of a deal when he went to school. Megan, because of where she went and what it took to get all the pieces put together, we had more student debt and just actually got it paid off about a year or so ago. And she's 50. So what the heck does that tell you? And this is a woman who has a DPhil from an Oxford college, is a professor of English at UCLA, and makes a good living. She couldn't pay down the student debt because of other debts. And, you know, and I'm paying half of it. She's paying the other half. And it's just, it's so counterproductive. What's the solution, though? We haven't found the solution to the problem. The problem is we don't have a solution to the problem. One of the main problems, as you point out, Jay, is the interest rate that gets charged. The other thing is why college is so expensive in the first place. And so it goes on and on and on. But I saw this stat. These stories are all aimed at getting people to be sympathetic to Biden's plan to pay off college debt, which is a whole nother can of worms. I don't have a problem. People need to be able to address their student debt, but you don't fix it and he's been told by the legislative process and in court, you can't do it, and he's still finding a way to do it to buy votes. And it's not fair to pay off student debt and not pay off my car payment or not pay off my mortgage or whatever the equivalency is.
Medical debt.
If you're going to pay off an average of $20,000 a person, which is what the average college debt is, then I want my $20,000 car payment taken care of because I don't have college debt anymore. If you're going to take my money and give it to somebody because they went to college, then what does that say about the people who didn't go to college? And why the hell should we vote for you? I guess would be one of the questions of many that I would ask. All right, so food for thought now. 18 after. This is Good Day.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code TRIP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TRIP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I met you, I didn't know what to do. I was tired, I was hungry, I tried. Now I'm away, I ride home every day, and I see you on the TV at night.
You can see that.
So do you think there is anybody in the audience, Jay, who could identify this singer? What do you think?
Unless you already know this song and know the album, no, I do not believe so.
Yeah, okay. All right, so we'll suspend the suspense here. This is Scarlett Johansson, who has a pop album out. I find her quite fetching, and obviously Colin Jost did as well because they got married. And he's got a 2-year-old son named Cosmo. And one of the things that's circulating in celebrity news and the trending department and social media is his look at life at home with his son. He's been on, how long has he been on SNL? Long time.
A long time.
Senior member of the cast.
He was a writer, just a writer for a long time, and then he joined the Weekend Update and Michael Che, and they are just fantastic.
They're funny. That's the only part of that show anymore that's funny.
I love when they prank each other too. Like they each write the different jokes, and then they have to read the cue cards, but the person reading it doesn't know what's on the cue card, and just it is one of the best things to come out of that show.
Yeah, it's funny. It is. Anyway, so he's talking about this 2-year-old teaching him how to swim, and he's a lot of fun. Isn't it great when parents, I see this with my son especially, having so much fun with Jasper. It's really important. And so in this case, Colin Jost is talking about what he wants to teach his 2-year-old. You know, the thing about swimming, it's great. Get them in a pool so they're not afraid of the water. That's one of the things. Apparently, he was close to his grandfather, like my children. My children's children are close to me. I'm determined that my 2 grandchildren will know me well, and I will be a significant part of their life, and they of mine. And that's what this kid has done, sharing not only his son, you know, with himself, but he's also sharing with his grandfather. And it is kind of nice to see these warm moments. And I don't know whether there's not much in here about her that I'm reading. I think that she probably works more than he does, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
They just like the kind of couple that has they have a down-to-earth type of relationship.
They got to figure it out.
Family life, yes, yeah.
Yeah. He works a couple of days a week and takes care of the son, and she's out making movies.
And she has a daughter from a previous marriage, too. So,
where is that daughter? Is she living with them?
I think it's shared time. I've read previously, there's no animosity between Scarlett Johansson and her ex-husband.
She seems like she's got it together, man. I think she comes across that way. All right, somebody else who has it together once in a while, and sometimes she doesn't, is Tori Spelling. Here's another story about her. She's talking on her podcast about her storage units. Why would this be the topic? You know, that's how crazy the damn podcast business is. Who would think that anyone would be interested in listening to Tori Spelling talk about what was in her storage units? Right? I mean, think about it for a second. I have a storage unit in California where I have some old rugs.
I don't think that was the entire episode, though. I think it was one of those. Because have you noticed where sometimes we're looking at celebrity news stories, and there are like a three-day period of all these different news stories about the same person, and here they all of this information came out with the same podcast episode, but whoever's doing the writing has kind of like made it, they wanted to elongate it to have more to talk about or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm sure this was like a 5-minute thing. But there's Storage Wars is an actual show where people that didn't pay. And then now, they auctioned off, but Tori Spelling apparently didn't pay and her items were auctioned off.
Yeah, right. All right. Anyway, good reason to smile and have a chuckle. 28 after the hour here on Good Day. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Texas Republican Ted Cruz is pressing the case for an impeachment trial to happen in the U.S. Senate to oust Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Cruz and many Republicans blame Mayorkas and the Biden administration for allowing an invasion at the U.S. southern border.
In 2018, the drug cartels made roughly $500 million from human trafficking. In 2022, they made $13 billion.
Republicans contend Mayorkas is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Democrats argue this is just a policy difference that is being blown out of proportion. NASA confirming that a metal object that crashed through a Florida home last month was indeed a chunk of space junk from the International Space Station. The space agency said it was a metal support used to mount old batteries on a cargo pallet for disposal. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure four-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each four-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour four-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Gonna be a good day.
No, I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Join the conversation. Call 855-999-DOUG.
Calling right now.
That's 855-999-3684 to have your thoughts heard on Good Day.
One morning, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. How he got in my pajamas, I don't know. Then we try to remove the tusks. The tusks. That's not so easy to say, tusks. You try that sometime. Tusks.
Oh, simple. Tusks.
Pardon me, my name is Spaulding. I've always wanted to meet you, Mr. Chandler. As I say, we try to remove the tusks, but they were embedded in so firmly that we couldn't budge them. Of course, in Alabama, the Tuscaloosa. But that's entirely irrelevant to what I was talking about.
The Marx Brothers, man. How do I do it? Like, I got to do the quiz here. James, you know who the Marx Brothers do? Before just playing that quote from a Groucho Marx movie, Marx Brothers, actually. Do you know who they were? Did you know who they were?
Only through you do I know who they are.
Ah.
Yeah.
But see how... Listen, how long have you been doing this with me? A year?
It's been about 2 years now, almost.
Has it been 2 years?
I know, right?
Good God.
It's been almost there. So what was
think it? About how your life has improved.
Yeah.
Since you've been around Jay and me.
Yeah.
Right? You're living a different, much more productive life. You were perhaps going to go down that street of no return, a wandering child in the desert of life.
Oh.
Lost, and then I saved you. Isn't it great? Fabulous.
Oh, thank you, Doug. Oh, my
hey,
God.
Oh.
I'm on my knees. Pray
that
us.
Was so thank you.
You like that, Jay? Yeah, that's pretty wow. cute. Okay. All right, let's get back to what's going on. We're almost a month into spring. Great deal of time. I love that we have the windows open, sleep with them open at nighttime, fresh air, and people are doing spring cleaning. What's on your to-do list, Jay, when it comes to spring cleaning? What are you doing, and what do you think needs to go, and what do you think needs to stay?
Yeah, clearing things out, getting rid of anything. I know a lot of people will move stuff around, like things that, well, I don't need it right now, but I know I'll need it in a different season, and they'll move things.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty seasonal. Like, I like everything to be for every season, but I do find that I accumulate things, and I much prefer the minimalist view, if you will.
Yeah.
Like when I look around,
so
I
don't have a lot of
see a lot of stuff. No, I do have a lot of
furniture
stuff.
Like, and your
yeah. Well, unfortunately, I have a lot of stuff in the space that I'm in, and it's just it gets really overwhelming. And I grew up a very messy person. Like Messy Jessie was one of my go-to nicknames.
Really? Who gave you that? Your sister, no doubt.
Oh, everybody.
Your sister's kind of prim and proper.
Everybody, even my friends would call me Messy Jessie.
Really?
Like, my version of cleaning my room would just be to throw everything in my closet, and then when friends would come over, they're like, "Hey, I want to borrow this top, or I want to borrow like this outfit," and they'd open my closet and they just look at me like I don't know where to even begin looking, because there's just this big mound of clothes, and I could easily go to that mound, reach my hand in, and pull out exactly what they needed. But yet, if I hung everything up, I would never be able to find it.
Really?
But now as an adult, I can't. It's very difficult for that mess. It's overwhelming.
You know, you mentioned that. I'm just thinking about my own. My bedroom and the clothes on the floor and the clothes on the seat, the clothes are everywhere. I mean, they're in the closet, but the ones that I wear most often are piled up on the floor. I didn't really think about that. Maybe live by yourself. What, Daisy's going to complain about where? So you have a marriage, though. You have a husband. Is he the same as you? Is he a neatnik, or is he, like, throws everything all over the place?
No, well, we are in right now in a different living situation. We're still at my parents' house, so
yeah.
We are trying to confine, like, all of our stuff in one room. And, again, we were only supposed to be here for, like, 2 months during the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So 99% of our belongings are still in storage in Tennessee. And going through different seasons, we realized we had to buy some stuff to kind of get through things. So we had to accumulate things. But, again, we still only have a certain amount of space to try to make everything work. So it gets a little overwhelming. But once we're in our own place, it's going to be, like, major yard sale. We are getting rid of a lot of things.
Kiss it goodbye.
Yes,
all right, tell me what you're
clean when things are already minimalized.
Tell me what you think of this story. A woman flew 1,500 miles to meet a man that she'd been talking to online for 3 years. When she got there, her name is River Blake. She flew from Lafayette, Louisiana to Rapid City, South Dakota on a one-way ticket. It took her 8 hours to get there. She paid $1,200 to fly there, and the guy ghosted her.
Was
didn't
it a
show up.
Fishing kind of situation, like maybe he wasn't who he said he was.
Well, you know, that probably, I don't know. I saw this, and my heart was kind of broken for her, because she thought that she had something. She spent hours talking to this guy, and then we got to the airport, and she was trying to find this guy, and then she, after walking around the airport from one end to another, calling him, he doesn't answer. She realized that he wasn't going to come. She was in a hotel, and so at the hotel bar she meets this guy, and he shows her around town, and he became a friend. So, anyway, she made a friend, but she wasn't there to make a friend. She thought she had a friend.
Yeah.
And so the guy said he'd seen her modeling, and she was beautiful and blah, blah, blah. But what kind of a human being does that? Seriously. Is that something that happens? Am
makes
I just naive?
Trip or
no,
on
gets
the flip
in,
side.
Hooked up on something like this, and then you know, the guy.
Well, people do it all the time for scams and catfishing, or maybe he was a real guy and they had a connection, but he was married or something. But also, on the other side, this is a different day. This is a different time. Like, when you're meeting people, meet in a public space and have your crew with you. Have friends with you. Make it like a group situation. I don't care how old you are. Make it a group situation because there are safety in numbers and you really don't know who you are seeing. This could have been a serial killer. Yeah. But maybe I watched too many murder mysteries.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't want to think that people are that bad, frankly. But I think there are many circumstances in which they are. Yep, just people. And people do strange, strange things. All right, what's going on with the preparations for the Paris Olympics? The weather has been awful over there, so people are worried about, they start the flame, you know, they move the flame around from city to city. It's been done since the ancient times when the Olympics were first started. Apollo, I believe, was the first one to run the flame. This is a continuing kind of an eternal flame. It's lit. It has been lit since back when 393 AD, I think it was when it was first lit. And so the torchbearers carry the flame along a 3,100 mile route, starts in Greece where the Olympics started, and goes into a couple of different islands and around until it gets to Paris. On April the 26th, I think that's when it's supposed to get there. But there's so much bad weather along the way, they were worried about the torch going, you know, the rain had put it out. It's apparently, so far anyway, it isn't a problem. But, you know, you do wonder about this stuff. I haven't paid that much. It seems like we see a story about the Olympics almost every day and talk about it as things get closer to the beginning of this, June, July? I'm looking for the starting date.
Towards the end of July. I think it's like the 24th, 26th, something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, so something to be excited about, I guess, as much as anything else. Here's another story of a treasure. There are lots of things I'm looking at. There are a bunch of different things that have been found recently. The tomb dating to the middle of the Ming Dynasty, excavated in the Chinese province of Shaanxi. And this revealed a wealth of preserved funerary objects. And what they did in the Ming Dynasty, in the Tang Dynasty, and a whole bunch of other, the history of Chinese religion is really kind of the history of the religion of the world, at least the beginning of religions. Not the religions of today, but the religions back then were different. And this is kind of an example of that, Jay, where they put all kinds of ceramic objects into the tombs of people who were imperial officials, people that were important at the time. And so apparently this tomb has just been discovered, and they're finding all kinds of treasures and things in the chambers, candlesticks and wooden figurines and just a lacquered wood that is gorgeous and gold and all kinds of things that are part of that era. They're trying to preserve them. And apparently this is in this tomb, things were pretty well preserved. So, you know, we don't think much about the history of the world, but I mean, this is just recent history. Some people think, oh, that's way back thousands of years ago. The planet's 4.5 billion years old. Hello.
Yeah.
This is nothing.
We are a tiny blip. That was a tiny
exactly.
blip.
Yep. All right. In Denmark, their cultural heritage building caught on fire. A 400-year-old stock exchange and cultural this is a cultural center because the stock exchange has been there. They built it 400 and some odd years ago, and the fire started, and nobody knows how it started. But so now they're wondering, because it devastated a lot of important things that are part of Denmark's heritage. And so, you know, you look at these things. I don't know that we pay enough attention. The reason I've got a bunch of these stories laying around of things that are the character and created sort of even lifestyle stuff. And you know, when it goes up in flames, you can't. You're done, right? The stuff's gone. You don't have it. The antiquities. That's why people work so hard to preserve antiquities, because they are so rare and so important. So, man, you can tell a lot of these stories are on. I just thought that was interesting. All right, I want to bring us up to date on what's going on with Calitrin and the sales going on. Spring sale, 27th anniversary sale, kind of combined. This is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. You know it. I know it. I'm convinced. And I think I've convinced hundreds, if not thousands, of people who listen to this program over the last 7 or 8 years how Calitrin works so well to, as a drug-free, stimulant-free product, help you lose weight, keep it off. The doctor and the nurses that put this formula together, which has supported millions of people on the journey to better health. So they're trying to show their gratitude to all their customers by making it, in the 27th year, really easy to buy a whole bunch of the product and use it. And then you can talk about it, tell people about it. There are all kinds of reviews at toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. It's just something that makes good sense. I've been preaching this, as I said, for years. The benefits of this not having the garbage in it that a lot of these other weight loss products do have, and having it successful so much of the time. The protein, the collagen that's in it really helps to rebuild your body. So take advantage of the 27 years. The sales are ongoing right now. Use the discount code Doug when you go to toploss.com to order. You get free shipping and the best deals on the best product to lose weight and keep it off.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
At Progressive, we know how much you love your recreational vehicles, so we decided to record this commercial in an RV.
With a family on vacation.
Mom, who are these people?
Oh, that's Chloe and Jamie. They're recording a commercial, sweetie.
Don't they do that in the studio?
Normally.
No.
But we wanted to feature a family who bundled their home and RV and saved with Progressive.
Yeah, it looks like you're all out of chips.
Okay, I think we'll just drop you off at the next gas station.
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Naked Gun theme. Leslie Nielsen, George Kennedy, OJ. All right, so everything, I'm digging around in that pile. Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Why are we focused on the naked? Priscilla Presley was in one of those too, wasn't she?
She was the female lead. And the reason we play that is because yesterday they announced that Pamela Anderson has been cast opposite Liam Neeson in Seth MacFarlane's produced reboot of The Naked Gun. It's going to be shot and then released July of 2025. Believe it or not, you know, I was doing some research. I remember the show, but it started as a mid-season replacement television show in 1982, Leslie Nielsen. They shot six episodes. They put four in the air. The network pulled it due to bad ratings. And then when they put it on basic cable a few years later, it garnered a cult following. They produced a feature in 1988, The Naked Gun, which was a big hit. Yeah. I think in that franchise, Doug, there's two sequences that two of the funniest pieces of comedy ever put on film. The baseball scene where Leslie Nielsen was playing an umpire undercover in the first one, and the Oscar sequence with Anna Nicole Smith in the Naked Gun 33,
remember that. Third,
which was it was so funny.
Yeah, it was.
I actually look forward to this. They're going to bring comedy back to movie theaters. This is good.
And Liam Neeson will play it. Well, he's good in all forms, as a matter of fact. I think that's the movie that I was talking about. Remember I said last Thanksgiving when I met Mrs. Huggins, and she's producing the movie with Liam Neeson? I think this is the one that she's producing. So, anyway, good. That's good to know. That was great. Good news. Thank you, Chucker. Here's the full circle coming around to the end of young Sheldon. They have finished after 7 seasons, and so the people are talking about how nostalgic they felt. I tried to watch this show a couple times. I never get into it. Have you ever watched Young Sheldon?
No, not really.
It just
I didn't even watch Big Bang Theory very much.
I didn't either. I don't see anything funny about it. Is that me? What's wrong? I mean, it's not Godzilla and Kong for you. I understand, but it's for heaven's sakes. Speaking of that, Godzilla and Kong. What is it called? The New Empire. $80 million so far. 194 around the globe. That's pretty good. I think it's actually made more than that.
I think in China it's done 100 million. China's opened that marketplace back up. I think it did 100 million. I think it's the Mini Kong. They love that Mini Kong, Doug.
Mini Kong. Yeah, right.
Yes,
I've heard that.
I love them.
Yeah,
I love
great. Yeah, I know you do. Dakota Fanning.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. I'll do that.
Jennifer Garner turns 52 years old.
My God, don't we love her?
I love her.
Love her. She got a farm. Have you seen that spot that she does?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
She got a farm.
Yes. Well, listen. She lives, up the street from where I live in Santa Monica. Maybe I should go say hi. Hi. How you doing? Yep. Speaking of Hollywood, Dakota Fanning has been talking about the people that she has worked with, and the person she likes the best is Tom Cruise. One of the things that she said every year on her birthday, Tom Cruise sends her a birthday present. He never forgets.
That's cool.
Now you wonder, isn't that? Yeah, he gave her first cell phone.
Wow.
She goes through a bunch of stuff.
War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds. Yeah,
Steven Spielberg. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. So apparently, from that time to this time, every year she gets a gift from him. I thought that was kind of
cute. She was an incredible child talent. I mean, she really was great as a child actress. Awesome.
Yeah, right. She's in The Equalizer 3 with...
she's good in it. I love that movie, by the way.
Yeah, I like those. It's a little violent, but I think Denzel Washington's very good in all of them.
Well, she played the kid opposite Denzel in Man on Fire. So they had the idea to reunite them in Equalizer 3. I hope we see another Equalizer movie, because I really
I bet
do
you
like
will.
I know it's a little violent, but I like that franchise. So, and by the way, Denzel Washington is a big part of Gladiator 2, which they screened footage at CinemaCon to really good notices. I mean, people who watched the footage thought it was outstanding stuff. Yeah, that comes out in November, Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott, once again.
Speaking of outstanding,
for the first one.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Charles Curry, who's here with us every day. Outstanding, and he's mild most
Thank
of the
you,
time.
Doug.
All right, Chucker, tomorrow back again here on Good Day. It's 59 after the hour.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.